Holidays the Boulder Way, via Page Frisone. Do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? A song, high above the trees with a voice as big as the seas. Adapted from the Christmas song, Do You Hear What I Hear? It's holiday, holiday time, where gratitude is abundant, generosity is expected and the cheerful spirits, endless. One could think an esteemed city like Boulder is expected to go big, in regards to its celebrations. Is that how holidays are done? I challenge you to look closer. Part of what makes Boulder best is the silent and unspoken encouragement to seek, to find, to search for the magic. There are always events and the entire town is lit. That is not what needs to be found. Those are the obvious answers. The question, here, is not how Boulder does the holidays, but how do the holidays look in Boulder? If you were to look at this town from an aerial view, its holiday blueprint would entice any resident to experience this month in the form of a scavenger hunt. Where are the clues and what is your strategy? Any holiday celebrator may find hints in the form of typical events, like the Gift of Music orchestral performance happening tonight on Mapleton, or Central Park's Snow Much Fun Lights Show, but what about the less likely places? Leave it to Boulder to drop holiday hints in hardware stores, like McGuckin's, whose Boulder opera hypest, Alex Sierra, of 25 years will be performing tonight, or Harlequin's Garden Market who welcomes festive shoppers this weekend with cider and drawings for prizes. St. Nick even made an appearance today on Pearl Street at the Boulder Visitor Information Centre for children to put in requests for their holiday wish lists. Every day, all day long, something is happening. Are you on the in? Boulder continues to engage its residents in an addictively interactive way. However, the holiday spirit betters its towns, Boulder embodies regularly. Boulder guarantees events, but it's the people who make events of them. This town comes with a promise that no day is ordinary. There is a constant conversation happening between Boulder as a town and its people. How do I know? Look around. Spotted recently on a casual walk in town, was this bombardment of infinity signs behind a typical street sign? Where most towns could be caught with graffiti or profanities, Boulder's vandalism is one that encompasses an infinite realm of love. The sign was not struck with love solely because it is holiday time. The sign is a sign that's been around for years. This place embodies something special always. Every day is a holiday. If you start looking, happiest of holidays, get on board with the best of Boulder and let the games begin.